evening and welcome to Headstand. This is Patrick Widdis bringing you eclectic music and spoken word for the next hour on Cambridge 105. I've been exploring the website freemusicarchive.org recently and finding a lot of good music, so tonight I'm going to share it with you. That was Univeria Zecht opening the show with Alcheringa. This is Ushmir Doma.
Oči ani nohy, nespěchám nikam, tmou se zalikám, potichu pluji, tma vede do tmy. Zlijou se nemocení a chodím do divadla rozdávat pohledy, pohledy bez ozvěny. Ráno si sám z okna, jestli je ráno, večer, jestli je večer. Všechno má svůj pořádek, poslepu nelituji.
I'd like to dedicate that to myself. I'm currently on an overnight bus heading to the Czech Republic, where that group is from. That was Ushmir Doma with Poslepu, which means blinded. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email headstand@cambridge105.fm, and you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. It's always good to hear from people. Now, a group I've played on the show before, this is Plush Goulash.
And that does it. And this time, that really does do it. Because after 10 years, after 1,200 shows, and over 5,000 contestants, it's goodbye from Blockbuster.
We'll be right back.
Cheers. Yes. Magnificent, and I've enjoyed it, I think, more than anything I can remember in my career.
That's R.I.P. Please Bob by Plush Goulash, a tribute to the recently deceased game show host, and the first actor to play James Bond. That was on the radio. A fact to remember when you're doing the pub quiz. All the music I'm playing tonight is from the website, the Free Music Archive. You can go to freemusicarchive.org to listen to and download all this music and much more for free. If you search my profile, Patrick Widdis, all one word, you can find a mix of all the music from the show. Now some poetry from Brian Coley, which I warn you includes some strong language. This is The Vice President is Open.
The Vice President is Open. We have a dinner table with place settings for 700 people inside Dick Cheney's penis. But no one ever visits us at mealtimes, and so the table is empty. There are fine highways fit for international first-class travel by bus inside Dick Cheney's penis, but we have no gasoline for our vehicles, and so the highways are empty. We have an excellent racetrack for the racing of horses and dogs inside Dick Cheney's penis, but we have lost our yen for betting, and so the racetrack seats are empty. Had we known, my friends and I, that life would be so cold, so barren inside Dick Cheney's penis, we would have never climbed into it, trying to escape the flash of American bombs. But we did not know, and so when our friends told us to run, we entered the first cavern we saw, little knowing that it was one entrance to the magic cave that is Dick Cheney's penis. At first we thought we were in heaven. The skies were so blue they looked like paint. The grasses under our feet were so lush. The water of the lakes and rivers so twinkly. But Dick Cheney's penis is not heaven. We came to understand our plight. The fact no one can hear our cries, or hear the discharge of our weapons, or the way we honk the horns of the buses that were stranded inside Dick Cheney's penis. It seems we were among the last groups of people to enter these hallowed grounds, but we were surely not the first to roam this precinct, for the bushes are littered with white bones, and there is furniture covered with blood in every room we search. Our forlorn adventures carry us through endless days. It is difficult for us to tell time inside Dick Cheney's penis because we hear the ringing of many bells, but we can never tell which direction they are or even what it is that they signify. So here we are, still, sitting, dreaming of you and the lives we have left outside this husky shell. A shell it seems we are fated to never leave. Magnificent as the man who waves it proudly at his dance partners, but doomed, fated to starve and fill with brine like the turtles who live in his scrotum. Once singing, now gargling, their song of death lovely in the air of the night.
Thank you.
That was Macaw and 5 minutes at the Rainforest Cafe, following Midori by Beat Culture. We started with The Vice President is Open by Brian Coley, and now some more music and spoken word by Cooper Moore and Asif Sahar. This is America. Exploding Parade, a field recording made in Pushkar in India from a collection of recordings made by ethnomusicologist Bruce Miller. This is Dan Gleason.
What H1N1 has done for me. H1N1, or the swine flu, is another in a long line of infectious diseases that have piqued national interest. When you think of AIDS, HIV, SARS, whooping cough, the plague, the fever people catch from dogs, polio, the clap, of course we all remember the rhinoceros flu outbreak of 1996, gout, jaundice, and oh so many others. But I think it is to this condition's credit that for the first time in my life I have changed my behavior to suit the sickness. That's right, and that is rather impressive when you think about it. It almost compels one to say kudos, H1N1. Kudos to you and to whoever's heart you rest in tonight. My first behavioral change came, though, when I started using paper towels or my shirt sleeves to grasp door handles and doorknobs. Then shortly later I completely stopped shaking hands. I would no longer greet anyone with anything more than a distant wave. Soon thereafter, I stopped trying on all the soiled underpants I pilfered from the many houses I break into, and I quit performing gloveless hemorrhoid checkups at the workplace as well. I would no longer suck the fingers of strangers met on the bus, pork pet pot-bellied pigs, rape amply orifice sewer rats, and bugger all the alley cats. I quit my old hobby of placing coinage gathered from the grounds into the hole where my missing eye once was, and I ceased sharing needles with panhandlers of the spray-paint-filled, loose-stitch tube socks I huff from. I stopped sniffing lines of hardened bird feces, doing cocaine off the rims of public toilets and eating remnants of food I found on their lids or urinal cakes. I also now refrain from dining on morsels recovered around or inside of my wife's mud flaps. I quit throwing back the golden goblets of menstrual fluids I find randomly placed around my home and dipping my ghoulies' yarbles into buckets of putrid-smelling plasma. And lastly, and most importantly, my cannibal days are over. It is hard to say how long these changes will last. When one is possessed by a compulsive personality, it's difficult to fight off such cravings. Still, H1N1 has quite clearly transformed my lifestyle. That is why I often think of it not so much as a disease, but as a friend.
You're listening to Headstand on Cambridge 105, eclectic music and spoken word, all selected this time from the Free Music Archive. That was H1N1 by Dan Gleeson, and this is The Men. That's the Ooh-Ray and Silhouettes from a compilation, Instagrambient 25 Sonic Postcards. Instagram is an app that lets you create and share arty photos. A group of musicians decided to record tracks inspired by each other's pictures. You'll have to go online to see them. freemusicarchive.org is the address. And you can hear the rest of the album there. It's nice to include some photography in this programme as well. Before that, it was The Men and a track called Stranger Song. Now something from 1909. Music Archive covers all music, old and new. That was the Oriental March by the Victor Herbert Orchestra, recorded in 1909. This is Frau.
Teeth. Ratty the rat thinks Catty's a brat. He hates her perfect fur cut and can't stand her brags. Perfect cut and whitish fur and slippery tongue and mindless mind. Selfish girl and stupid cat and never will she change to a nicer cat. Change to a nicer cat. Change. Thank you.
Whispers in My Mind by Man Bites Dog from Moscow. That followed The Rat and the Cat by Frau. This is Arugala. We'll be right back. That's Upsetting Furiada by Arugala, remixed by Da Dub. Both those artists are on the Net label Recto Versus. Once again, if you want to get in touch, you can email headstand@cambridge105.fm. I'd like to know what you think of the show, and I'd love to hear from any bands, musicians or spoken word performers interested in contributing. We're reaching the end of the show. You've been listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis. And in this show, I've featured music from the website freemusicarchive.org. The Free Music Archive offers high-quality MP3 recordings for free legal download and is directed by WFMU, the most renowned freeform radio station in America. Radio has always offered the public free access to new music. The Free Music Archive is a continuation of that purpose, designed for the age of the internet. I hope this show has introduced you to the vast range and quality of music available on the site, and I've barely touched the surface. There are thousands of recordings on there, enough for countless shows, and I'm sure I'll keep dipping into them. Sometime in the next week or so, I'll put together a mix of the tunes featured on this show and post it on the site. You can also find other mixes I've done, including one from another show I devoted to the site a year or two ago. Coming up, it's Evening Under Lamplight with Robert Louis Abrahamson. He likes a bit of Vivaldi, so here's the first movement of Winter from the Four Seasons, performed by John Harrison with the Wichita State University Chamber Players. Until next time, goodbye. Thank you.